Do you want to know why digestive enzymes are so important? Find out on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are a first-time listener, please check out our library. We've got hundreds of episodes sitting out there from a decade of doing this. And if you are one of our regular listeners, we love you. We love that you have been on this journey with us, and we hope that you will continue to travel with us as we journey.
Travel through time. And your digestive system.
Exactly. So today we're going to podcast about one of our favorite topics.
Absolutely.
I mean, digestive enzymes doesn't get much better than that. So I think this is such a great topic because, like, you know, literally I could tell you that as a physician, I had no idea what digestive enzymes were. Well, I did. I mean, I'm a gastroenterologist, and so we studied about, I mean, you're studying about enzymes from the first day you get into medical school, because enzymes are such a crucial part of the chemical reactions that the hundreds, the millions, mm-hmm. thousands of chemical reactions that take place in your body.
Yeah, throughout the whole body.
Throughout the whole body to right. keep you going, okay? But focused more so on digestive enzymes. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we studied a little bit about the stomach juices, the acid, mm-hmm. you know, all the juices that your stomach needs to digest. And so, yes, we did study a little bit about enzymes, but we didn't really get deep mm-hmm. into it, even in my gastroenterology training.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
Yeah.
It was when Tina and I started this journey mm-hmm. 15 years ago that we really discovered the importance mm-hmm. of digestive enzymes and what they are.
Mm-hmm. And how, if we don't have them, how badly they can affect the body.
Exactly. Yeah. So, digestive enzymes, what are they?
What is an enzyme, Doctor? What are digestive enzymes, Dr. Cruz?
Well, Tina, I'm so glad you asked. Yes. So, I mean, digestive enzymes are basically proteins that help to move a chemical reaction along. Okay, enzymes in general mm-hmm. in the stomach, mm-hmm. digestive enzymes are specific proteins that help to digest different foods. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've got enzymes for digesting starches, carbohydrates, proteins, fat, plant food, mm-hmm. okay, plant food, you know, like lettuce. I mean, our body doesn't create the enzymes, the cellulase that we need to break down salad, to break mm-hmm. down lettuce. And so digestive enzymes are basically enzymes, proteins that help to break down these food. Mm-hmm. Why is that important? Why don't you answer that?
Well, the body is, when you eat, you know, we eat food, right? Food mm-hmm. goes into our stomach as a solid. I mean, obviously we chew it, but we don't chew it into a liquid, right? So, right. But your body cannot use food in a solid form. It has to be broken down into a liquid in order for your body to benefit from it. So when you eat, your body has to go to work for you. It has mm-hmm. to make enzymes and acid and all these other juices to help you break that food down. So by the time that food moves into the small intestine, it's been liquefied and it can be absorbed into the body, right? That's how we feed our body vitamins and minerals.
Exactly.
So enzymes are made in the stomach. All those different enzymes are supposed to be made in the stomach,
right?
To help you break down all these different types of foods so that the food can get into the form that the body needs so that we can get the vitamins and minerals from the food. That's the goal, okay? The thing that we learned when we were on our journey is that with every decade of life, our enzyme production declines. We're not making all those great enzymes anymore like we used to. Also, when you're young, maybe if you haven't eaten the best diet in the world, it can affect your enzyme production. It's kind of like a catch-22, right? Mm-hmm. You need healthy vitamins and minerals in your body in order for your body to produce healthy enzymes. So if you've gone many, many years eating the standard American diet, and, you know, that's why we were seeing, it was kind of the answer to you coming to me all those years ago.
Right.
And saying to me, you know, I'm seeing all these patients, I'm running all these tests, people aren't getting better. I'm seeing patients younger and younger coming in.
Exactly.
And this is the issue, is that if you've been on a nutritionally depleted diet, you're not giving your body the nutrients it needs to make healthy enzymes. And then that causes you now to have digestive issues.
Exactly. It's like a vicious cycle. And so just to add a little bit more to what Tina just said, as far as all the digestive enzymes, the acid, all the juices in our stomach. So you actually start making enzymes up here in your salivary glands. Okay. So you have salivary glands up in your head, in your neck area, over in this area, underneath your chin. You have salivary glands that are putting out a specific enzyme called amylase, so that the minute that you start eating anything that has starch, carbohydrate, you actually start digesting in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Actually, so, the minute you think of food.
Exactly. The minute you think, or smell good food. That's right. You know how you say, oh, my mouth is watering? It actually is watering. Exactly. It's enzymes that are being squirted out from the salivary glands. So it's pretty amazing. Okay. But you also get enzymes that are made in the pancreas. In the pancreas, you have two specific enzymes called amylase. So yes, another form of amylase. Amylase can actually be made in a lot of different places in the body, mm-hmm. but we're just going to focus on the fact that it's made in the saliva and actually in the pancreas. So the pancreas produces amylase and lipase, which go to further help digest carbohydrates, mm-hmm. and then the lipase helps to digest fat. Mm-hmm. You also get bile that's made in the liver, stored in the gallbladder. If you have an extra fatty meal, you get extra bile. If you have a gallbladder, the gallbladder is a little reservoir for extra bile, so it squeezes out extra bile to help you digest those fats. And like Tina said, you digest, you start in your mouth. The majority of the digestion takes place in your stomach. And then when that exits and enters the small intestine, it goes out as liquid. It's a liquid that is called chyme. Okay. And so now you have enzymes coming out of the pancreas, bile coming out of the liver, and the wall of the duodenum, which is the beginning of your small intestine, actually produces even more enzymes. So it's a pretty incredible process.
Mm-hmm. Your body is amazing.
It is amazing, this whole digestion. And so, you know, like Tina said, it's so important for this food to be broken down properly so that you can benefit from it and get the nutrients you need from this food.
Yeah, because if you have a lack of enzymes, then one, you're not breaking down the food properly, so you can't benefit from what you're eating. But then also that undigested food moves on in chunks, mm-hmm. instead of it moving on as a liquid. It can cause all kinds of problems, or the food sits too long in the stomach.
Exactly.
Right? Not moving on like it should, which
and
can
you
cause...
you don't benefit from that.
Exactly. You and it causes a lot of symptoms.
Exactly.
Reflux, gas, bloating, abdominal pain, all these things that patients are coming in the office all day long saying, I've got these issues, right?
Yep.
It literally is an enzyme issue.
Exactly. And so it's so fascinating to me as a gastroenterologist, because as Tina and I started this journey and, a decade and a half ago already, we discovered enzymes. And I remember I was skeptical at mm-hmm. first. I was skeptical because I was trained in a traditional I'm an MD. I was trained in a traditional schooling where we really didn't go deeper into the holistic part of it, because digestive enzymes are considered a supplement. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's not a prescribed medicine. And so it's considered more in the whole, considered more in the naturopathic, the holistic
world.
Mm-hmm. And so I was skeptical about it. And I remember, you know, telling Tina, well, how could this be? I mean, I didn't learn this in medical school.
How could it be that simple?
Right. But how could it be?
Right.
Okay. Because we didn't learn that in medical school. And the other thing, you know, like Tina mentioned earlier, that as we age, we make less and less enzymes, which makes total sense mm-hmm. as we start seeing patients that are coming in that are saying, oh, I used to have an iron stomach mm-hmm. and I could eat anything. Now, even a simple thing I put in my stomach, I get completely bloated. Mm-hmm. Like I'm 3 months pregnant. I mean, we hear that
all the time.
Yeah. You know, and so now, I mean, the immediate thing that always comes to us is, you need enzymes.
Enzyme deficiency.
Because you're not digesting it well.
Yeah.
You're not digesting food well, and which means you're not going to be reaping the benefits. You're not going to get the nutrients that you need, that your body needs to make more enzymes, as well as, you know, for everything else that goes on in your body. So it is truly a vicious cycle.
Yes.
And So enzymes, you know, it took 15 years ago when we discovered this, we started actually carrying enzymes. Mm-hmm. We found a company that made an enzyme that we loved. It was very natural, no fillers, just very pure, very pure. And so we started buying enzymes through them and having it available for our patients mm-hmm. because our patients were just suffering, and we were prescribing all sorts of medicines to them, and they were still coming back, now feeling better. And the minute we started having enzymes available and telling our clients, our patients, hey, get on some enzymes, take them with your meals mm-hmm. so that you can digest better.
Game changer.
People were feeling so much better,
yeah.
less bloating, less indigestion. I mean, it was amazing.
Heartburn, reflux gone.
Yeah. Even pooping better.
Yeah. No more diarrhea.
That's right. Because they were digesting your food. And so, you know, if you have food that's, number one, partially digested, just sitting there in your stomach, not moving, it's going to putrefy and it's going to make you gassy and bloated. And now you have this partially digested food that moves into your small intestine that is in chunks. And just continuing
to give you problems,
yeah. make you uncomfortable, make you bloated, abdominal cramps, you know, diarrhea. Some people have constipation. Some mm-hmm. people have both. Mm-hmm. So the enzymes, the digestive enzymes, have truly been a game changer. Over the course of the years, we eventually developed our own formula. Mm-hmm. And in fact,
the everyday enzymes.
Exactly. That is our own formula.
Yes.
And when people ask, well, you know, when we start talking to them, especially like if I'm at the surgical center and somebody is talking to me about their symptoms, you know, and I'll tell them, you need digestive enzymes. Well, which one should I get? Mm-hmm. Because there are a ton of different enzymes that you can find at the store. I always say, go to my office and get our enzymes.
Yes. Oh, no, there's a lot of reasons for that.
Absolutely.
I mean, one, we made them.
Yes.
So
yes.
They're the best, right? Yeah. So we put in here what we want, what we know is going to help you the most. But the other thing is that they're so super high potency, mm-hmm. right? But no fillers, zero fillers. Most of the enzymes, actually most supplements that you find on the market today, but especially enzymes, have a lot of fillers in them. And they have fillers because the companies are going to put more of that than the actual good stuff because it makes the product cheaper. They end up making more money, okay? So the cool thing about ours is that they're what do I consider medical grade supplements, mm-hmm. high potency, no fillers, you know, and all the buzzwords, you know, they're made in the USA, they're vegan, they're gluten-free, they're plant-based, you know, all the buzzwords are in these supplements. So that's why we have them, because we want to make sure that we're getting you better, right? We're not going to put any fillers or anything in your body because we're trying to get you better. So ideally, you take one with every meal. That's the goal. Every single time you put food in your mouth, you take one. I have patients ask me, well, should I take one even with a snack? And I say, do you want to digest the snack and benefit from the snack? Then yes, you take an enzyme with the snack. The cool thing about the capsules is that they can be taken apart and the mm-hmm. powder can be put directly on food. So if you can't swallow capsules, that's not an issue. Children can take these. We have a lot of children on these to help them digest better. So that's been great. I think in general, though, and then the other thing is that they're reasonable in cost.
Right.
So most digestive enzymes that are as clean as ours and as potent as ours are like $45, $50 a bottle. Ours are $35 a bottle. So definitely more reasonable in cost. But you know, best of the best.
Absolutely.
On the market.
Yeah. And like Tina said, you can go to the store and you will find digestive enzymes. They have definitely become very popular and trendy mm-hmm. over the past couple decades. But the problem is, again, what she said is all the additives and the fillers in them. And, you know, and it's funny because during COVID, I had the opportunity to call several co-manufacturing companies that make these, because we were looking for a new company to make our enzymes. And it was crazy. Everybody that I spoke to wanted to push for us to put fillers in the capsules, and so that we could sell them for cheaper, because then you don't put as much of the active ingredient.
That you could make more money. You don't typically sell them cheaper. You sell them for the same price, but you make more money.
Well, you make more money. Yes, I mean, you know, but still, it's. I mean, the point was that it was
make the push, them cheaper.
The push is to make them cheaper, exactly. Right? That was the push.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we had to like really be very
really
adamant
had to push back.
And push back that no, what we're looking for is a pure substance. Okay, mm-hmm. We want something pure that we can offer our patients, our clients, that's not going to have a bunch of additives, because the more supplements you take that have all these additives and fillers, a lot of those additives are actually now going to cause you more problems.
Yeah.
And so you don't want additives. You want a very, very pure product. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we have. We have a very pure product. Our product even has a couple bacteria, probiotic bacteria in it, which is really awesome. But we have enzymes in there for digesting carbohydrates, proteins, fat, and even plant food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's a great enzyme. We have a lot of our patients and clients that have found us through patients and even that have found us online that are taking these enzymes. And like Tina said, they're game changers.
Yeah, they come back
really
every
are.
Month. They really are hurting if they're not taking their enzymes. Yeah. So they've seen a difference. I have had a lot of patients ask, is this something I have to be on for the rest of my life? You know, if you're a young person and we can get you eating healthier, sometimes we can get you off the enzymes, right? Because if we can get you eating better, then your body can make enzymes again on its own. But if you're older, for over 40, for sure, you know, you're starting in the decade where your enzyme production is declining, there's really nothing you can do about it. So taking an enzyme every day is definitely going to help you.
Right.
And again, we'd rather you be on something like this for the rest of your life, which is like an anti-aging tool, than be on a PPI medicine, for example, for the rest of your life, right? So if you're going to be on something for the rest of your life, be on something that's going to help your body continue to work the way it was meant to work.
And one thing I do want to say is there is a way that you can help yourself, as far as like, I have had some people say, well, how can I make, you know, healthier enzymes, you know, make healthier enzymes? Because remember, your body is making thousands of enzymes for all sorts of different reactions throughout your entire body, eating a healthier diet. Okay. Because if you give your body the nutrients that it needs, it will make healthy tissue, healthy enzymes. But the production still does go down as we age. However, you can help yourself by eating a very healthy diet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anyways, if you want to find out more, get more information on our enzymes, you can find us on our website, drlizcruz.com. It's a purple label, the pink label, the beautiful label. And you can connect with us. There is a magenta colored button on the homepage that you can click and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult. And you can do that from anywhere in the world, because it is done over the phone. And lastly, if you haven't rated us, please rate us and please give us a 5. It'll help other people just like you to find us faster. And lastly, if you have not subscribed to our podcast, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.